welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and my co-host Jessica Marie Tatro, and we're here with our very special guest, Matthew Bustos. Matthew is I'm calling you, Matthew, an evidential medium. I think you have abilities far beyond just mediumship, but I'll just say hi to Jessica. How are you this week, hon?
Hi, Lynn. I've had a pretty busy week, but it's been good, productive, you know. Been getting a lot of things done. I think I've just been sorting and cleaning things out, and I think it's a good thing, you know, declutter.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's just been a good week. So.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling, boy. So,
oh, yeah.
Matthew, so I'll just introduce you to our guest, Matthew Bustos. So Matthew, you shared your totally amazing and sort of funny story, I guess, too, when you accused your girlfriend of messing with you when you first encountered these entities. But, you know, it's quite an amazing tale. So if you feel like you can share that with the callers, please do, the listeners. And, just tell us how you discovered all this, because you said you were normal, quote, at first, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What
normal.
Happened?
Yes, definitely.
What happened, Matthew?
Well, it started actually 10 years before my 42nd birthday. So I had a premonition, pretty much, this dream about this number 42, and it basically stuck with me for years afterward. For some reason, I knew it was important. I, you know, think back on it now, and I'm like, wow. I thought I was possibly going to pass away at that age. You know what I mean? I wasn't sure what kind of a clue I was getting from it. But what ended up happening is the morning of my birthday, of my 42nd birthday, I had walked out of my bedroom and was going to go make some coffee in the kitchen. And I had just installed this glass sliding door that separated the living room from the kitchen for the air conditioning in the back. And I saw these handprints all over the glass. And I was like, well, wait a minute. They were like kids' handprints. So I was very, perplexed. And I was like, what's going on with this? So I called up the girl I was seeing at the time, and I was like, hey, are you messing with me? You know, knowing pretty much that this was, you know, the date that I've been looking forward to for so long to see what was going to happen, right? And she was like, no, take some pictures and send them to me and let me see what you're talking about. So I pulled out my camera, and as I'm taking pictures of these handprints on the glass, as I'm coming up the glass, literally I see like six entities on the other side of the glass. And I was completely normal before this. I didn't believe in the spirit world, mediums, psychics, nothing at all. Or an afterlife, barely, as it was. So when I saw all this stuff, I mean, I was literally just frozen. I couldn't speak. It was just too much for my mind to comprehend at the time. But I managed to keep taking pictures somehow, right?
Yeah.
So I kept taking photographs, and what I realized is that I could see these entities through my phone, through the camera on my phone. But when I looked up at the glass with my eyes, there was absolutely nothing there.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so I really couldn't figure out what was happening, right? So I kept taking pictures, and I kind of, you know, walked away from it for a second. I thought it was maybe 10 minutes that had passed by. And what had happened is, that I realized now, is I had fallen into a trance-like state, a slight trance. And I was actually there taking pictures for almost 2 hours. And it seemed like time just didn't exist at that moment. And when I reviewed the pictures, everything that I had seen was actually there on the camera still. And I was able to show people what I had experienced. And from that day on, I've basically been able to see into the spirit world, into that dimension, and everything that I experience, I've been able to capture on camera to show others.
Wow. That's fascinating. And it's amazing how they kind of gave you a heads up, and it's going to happen at 42.
Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't. Yeah. Well, you know, you didn't, it's great. You didn't have to like have a near death experience or anything freaky like that. A lot of people do. So you kind of got off probably lightly, but it's fascinating how they're guiding you now. What, Jessica, what was your first encounter? Do you remember with the spirit world?
I do. It was just after my son Jaden had passed away in 2012, which I would consider almost like a rebirth of myself or an awakening, huge awakening. And it is. It's difficult when you start to experience all of these extrasensory abilities or energies that you hadn't felt before. So it was shortly after Jaden went home that I began to see, you know, energy come out of my hands. That's the only way I can explain it. Or when I would, you know, kind of move my hand in front of my face, there would be like tail tracers of like green and blue. And I kind of freaked out. I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, it's very different. But like so many people that are waking up to their spiritual gifts, it's, you know, it could be unnerving because we're just not used to it. So it took me a little bit to adapt to it. I reached out, you know, to others that may know what was going on. And that's when I was told that I had really profound healing abilities. So, you know, of course, that freaked me out. I'm not, you know, I just didn't know what that meant. So I began to practice on myself and then asked my little puppy at the time, Fritz, our little wiener dog, if I could work on him. I think as much as we want to heal everyone, I think we should always ask for permission to that soul first. And then, so that's what I did. And he had gotten a big, big gash in the bottom of his foot. And it was so festered, and I kind of had to dig it out, and he was not happy about that, which just left a gaping hole. But if I would have left it, it would have festered. So I just took him, and I put him in my lap, and I began praying for it. And I just, that's really all. I was just hoping the pain in his foot went away and his wound would heal. And I remember I put him to bed. It was late at night. The next morning I woke up and Fritz was just running around wagging his tail. And I just couldn't believe it because this had made him so sick. I mean, he was a small dog. So, you know, an infection like that can creep on a small dog quick. And he was just lethargic. He wasn't, yeah, it wasn't good. And his foot was hot. So the next morning, yeah, he was walking on it, wagging his tail. He came and licked me, and I picked him up. I said, oh, my goodness. I looked at the bottom of his foot, and I don't know how, but it was, like, damn near fused shut. No redness, no swelling. It looked like it had healed, like if a wound were to heal after five or six days. It was really, I was shocked. I was really shocked at that. And so I started taking, you know, courses and energy classes and became licensed and certified in energy healing through the Reiki method in 2015 and then in 2016.
Wow. That's
fabulous.
That
was long. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, there's lots to talk about, too. I was going to ask Matthew, how, like, when you take on a client, so what is your procedure? Like, what kind of services do you offer your clients?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Just depending on what they need. A lot of people, believe it or not, have a lot of negative attachments that they don't realize they have. So one of the abilities I have as well is I have them take photographs of, say, like, rooms in their home if they're filling something, you know, around. And they send these photographs to me, and I'm able to make the spirits that are around them appear and materialize in the photo. And then I send it back to them and basically tell them how to handle the situation as if they're, you know, in their family spirits or, you know, negative energies or even light spirits, which everybody does have around them all the time. I also do readings for people through a flame reading is what I call it. And what that is they basically just give me the name of the person that they would like to see again on the other side. And with a candle, I hold a piece of paper and it creates the image of the person they're talking about. And it shows them still living a life continuously after that on that side. And I do this through video chat. And what we do is we're sitting there concentrating on the paper and they're able to basically see everything that I experienced through the phone camera. So it's almost as if the paper, which is affected by my ectoplasm, by the way, it's a substance that the spirit world can use to make themselves visible here. Mm-hmm. So the ectoplasm is like a smoky substance. So it actually covers up parts of the paper and you can see it raise off the paper. And as it does this, it's like a give and take method. And they pull energy and then they form and then they pull energy and then they form. So it takes a little bit of time, but what happens is it ends up becoming almost three-dimensional. And it's like you could see through it almost as if it's a window, like a portal to their realm. Mm-hmm. And you see your family members there. And the more I concentrate on it, the deeper into it you go. It's almost as if you can go inside of the picture itself, into the same room that they are in on that side. And it's like you're looking through a first-person view of my eyes, basically, looking around the room, and you're able to see different people around you. And they disappear, and new people come in to show themselves. And with me, it doesn't work with a audio communication. So they show me symbols and signs that I've learned to decipher over the last 3 years, you know, of what they mean. At first, I was having a lot of trouble with that, but they've gotten a lot better with it, with working with me with that. But it'll tell me if it's family members or friends or who's trying to come through. And it's just a really, really amazing process. It was something that I had no clue anything about. It just happened by accident one day. And that's kind of how I do readings for people online. So that, or you can even do materialization too of spirit, where if somebody's with me, basically using the ectoplasm as well, you can either use it energy-based or ectoplasmic-based. So they basically materialize right in the room with them. And the people are able to see them again, basically. They materialize like they were just in life, down to the scars, clothing, jewelry, shoes, belts, everything. And you're able to actually speak with them. It's like they're back again for a short time. They could talk with them. They can touch them, smell them, as long as my energy holds out during the, you know, the session. So
yeah, you were
a
saying...
lot of different things I've learned over time.
Yeah, you were saying, though, Matt, that that kind of manifestation can be dangerous to you personally.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So what that means is the ectoplasm that comes out of my body, it's like a life force, so to speak. It's released through my palms and my hands, I've noticed. So what happens is it's almost like an umbilical cord type thing, where it's connected to me, but it's also connected to the spirit that's materializing at the time. So everything that forms on the spirit becomes solid till they're to the point where they can affect solid matter in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
As in move stuff around and, you know, pick things up and show you things and, you know, so on. But if something were to happen, say it got interrupted during a session somehow, as the ectoplasm is invisible to most people unless you're looking through the phone. So if they walk through it or something like that, it actually snaps back into my body almost like a rubber band, and it's absorbed back into my body so quick that the material that's already basically materialized partially solid can cause really bad internal damage to you if it's interrupted, because it's still partially solid as it's re-entering your body, so to speak.
Right. Wow. Almost like a bad landing when you're astral projecting, because that can really knock you sideways too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I guess when you're projecting your chi or whatever, you know, the prana, whatever you want to call it, when you're projecting that, it is sort of out there and vulnerable. So it makes sense. But of course, you've been practicing for a while. So I guess you're pretty much up on the safety procedures, which, you know, every spiritual practice has to be aware of. So, I imagine you've learned to control that to some degree, whatever control means, you know.
It took me about 8 months to figure it out, to be honest. I couldn't find anybody that had the same abilities as I did to compare with, so to speak. So
yeah,
my two spirit guides that I have were my only teachers throughout the whole process. So, I mean, thank God I've had them to show me, because I was so confused, like I say, for the first 8 months of it, until I finally let it happen. Because I think in a way I was a little bit more fearful of what I was experiencing, because I didn't understand it. I didn't let the process finish. You know what I mean? So, I mean, multiple spirits materializing in, you know, your area affecting matter around you. You're like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like,
gosh, no, it's completely
like, get the heck out of there, you know? But
I do remember my first actual audio encounter with an actual spirit, and I ran out of the room. I was so freaked. But you sort of whoop get me out of here. But I've learned not to be scared. You know? Actually, painted one night overnight in a funeral home, and it didn't faze me one bit. So, yeah.
It does take acclimation. It does take a period of acclimation to get used to.
It sure does. And you keep, and one thing with this line of study or this discipline, whatever you want to call it, you're never, ever going to stop learning. You're always going to learn something new.
Absolutely.
So listen, we have a couple of callers, and one's been waiting very patiently since the beginning of the show. We're not sure how Matt's going to handle questions, but if you have a question for Matthew about his work or how he does it, please feel free to ask it. But we're not sure if Matthew's going to do readings. If anything comes in for him, he'll share it. But Jessica and I will deal with your questions with a bit of a mini reading, and we'll just let Matt sort of freestyle it, okay? However it comes in, and we'll see. And I just want to send a big shout out and a giant hug to our friend from Maui, Judy Blue Ray, is with us. And this lady this lady brings an awful lot of lives from a lot of different star systems to this life. And she's one of the most fascinating and wonderful people I've ever met. So, hi, Judy. Help yourself to the coffee in the studio. Okay.
Hi, Judy.
All right. That's my imaginary studio in my head. We have the best coffee ever. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to area code 212. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name?
Sure. Excuse me. My name is Bryn, Bryn, from New York City.
Oh, hi, Bryn. I remember you. I think you're from New York. Is that right?
Yeah, New York City. Yeah.
Hi, Bryn.
And thank you, Matthew. It sounds like you have very unique gifts. It's fascinating to hear you talk about them. So,
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, talking about them. I do have a question. I wonder if I could get a message from Spirit or any message that I need to hear, as possible.
This is funny, Bryn, because I feel like this energy came through before, but it's a name that starts with Rose, like Rose Ali, Rose Mary. I don't think it's Rosemary, but there's a Rose name that comes in for you.
Okay. I don't know anybody named Rose per se. I mean, there's a person who is a somebody I know named Rosie, and she happens to be a medium.
Okay, I take that as an okay. It doesn't have to be someone that's crossed. Okay. Is Rosie, I'm feeling like I get a nice, light-hearted, a big, generous, warm-hearted feeling around this name. So is that,
right.
Is that described?
Yeah, that person is like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why the name's coming in for you, but you might want to, I don't know, give her a call or something like that.
Yeah,
I seem to remember you are also, you have a lot of abilities that you work on in the spiritual realm. Is that correct, Bryn?
I guess when I'm, you know, consciously or unconsciously, right now I'm doing some, you know, I was doing foot reflexology and some psychic mediumship work and some energy work here and there and paintings, but right now I'm just doing dog walking just to keep a roof over my head. I get very exhausted at the end of the day, so it's like, so in answer to your question, probably maybe when I'm asleep it happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the spiritual work, I'm not sure. You know, I've been told that in the past that I do spiritual work on different things in my sleep, but who knows?
It's not unheard of that, you know, you do work here and on the other side, but I think what I'm getting with this name Rosie, does she have like a bricks and mortar office or workplace that you go to?
No, she's on, actually, now and again, I think she's on Blog Talk Radio, I think, you know, now and again. I've never met her in person.
Oh, cool.
I just know her through the airways.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm getting a frustrated feeling about having a space to work from for you.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get back into my healing work because I, you know, I do this dog walking Monday through Friday, and the only time I have off is like in the weekends, and it's very physically demanding. I don't know if my health is okay or something, but
yeah. How's it? Okay, I'm getting sugar. Are you eating a lot of sugar or sweet stuff?
No, not really. I try to curb that as much as possible.
Okay.
I don't do too well with sugar.
Yeah, well, nobody really does. It's just something we're all kind of addicted to a little bit. But I don't know what sugar means. Is your blood sugar low? Or are you eating well?
I get low blood sugar sometimes when when I do the dog walking, you don't have much time to eat. There's really no breaks, so you kind of get something here and there, you know, like a little, you know, maybe some almonds or nuts on the street, you know, from a vendor or, you know, just something or a little energy bar here and there, you know.
They're giving you a little kick in the wazoo about just keep your diet a little bit healthier, you know. Maybe even like just take an apple with you, something that's giving you a bit of it's like you're just tired, but I'm also getting what we resist persists. So when you think about, and I know dog walking is not your life's work, of course not.
No.
But just try to go, it sounds dorky, but go with the flow of this work in the now, because it's
right,
taking
right.
you to, it's sustaining you to the next level, but try your best to find someone who's looking for like a partner in the building, not to share the business, but to share the space. It feels like you still need a commercial space. So do your best to look for to network with. A kindred spirit has the same kind of energy. And I don't think this is the end of the story for you. I don't think you're going to walk dogs all your life.
No.
I get that you love dogs, but this is not the right work for you. I'll see where Jessica is going with what's coming in for
Lynn,
her.
I'm here.
You.
Hey, Bryn. I'm definitely feeling like you've got a little bit of hypoglycemia going on.
Okay.
So if I don't know if you're like a morning eater. Most people aren't. I for one.
Well, I take breakfast. I take oatmeal and sliced apple. You know.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, like before you start your day, just have something for breakfast, and then if you can try, like Lynn said, keep an apple or some.
Yeah.
You know, a little pocket full of nuts or something. It's
yeah.
usually best every 2 hours. So that's what I was feeling about that. As you were talking about, like, your circumstances, I was shuffling, and this card popped out. It's called the contract card.
Huh.
It's partnership and legal commitment, and this card can be reversed. The contract card reversed indicates the ending of a previous connection, or where a future commitment is concerned. It could bring a warning of delay and perhaps even possible disappointment. The sale of a house could fall through, the job offer might not come when expected, or a romantic union might be stalled. Don't give up. However, this delay may provide some purpose or protection for you, and something even better could be on its way. This card reverse cautions you not to become desperate. Your needy, urgent energy could actually postpone the desired outcome even more.
That makes sense. Continue
taking action, even if it's in another direction. And your patient resolve will pay off. If the breakup of a relationship is involved, always remember that you deserve to be honored. Open your heart and life to the person who is willing to be fully present and loving. That person is waiting to commit to your own self-honoring heart.
Wow.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was very pertinent to about patience and, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. All right. Well, okay, thank you.
I did have
a
question for you as well.
Yeah.
So pertaining to your spirit work, you were saying that you were thinking that you were doing it through dreams. Is that correct?
Yeah, or like out of body travel. You know, I think that happens when I'm asleep.
Oh, absolutely,
too,
so. It does. So I wasn't sure if you were familiar with that or not. But every time you dream, you actually astral project. You don't realize it at the time,
yeah.
But you are in the spirit realm during that sleep time.
Okay.
You know, your body basically shuts down the sleep mode and your soul travels. And that's
right.
Where you are. You're in the astral world. So if you ever get that feeling of falling out of bed, you know, like you're falling in a dream, what that is.
Oh, I haven't for a long time.
Gotcha. But, yeah. What that is, though, is that's your soul actually coming back into contact with your body.
Okay.
Upon waking up. A lot of people don't realize that. So, you know, I suggest maybe keeping a little notebook by the side of your bed. Try to write down what you remember, because most of the time they will come through and try to pass messages, you know, during dreams.
Yeah,
and it's
sure.
so hard to remember what you dream about, you know,
after
a little while. So it might be good to start taking notes on that and, you know, look at it at a later date, and it'll probably make more sense.
Right. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, everybody, for your help.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
That's fabulous, Bryn. Thanks. Keep us informed how it goes. And, thanks so much for calling in. It was lovely to talk to you again.
Yeah, same here. Okay, take care
Thank
now.
You, Bryn.
Bye.
You
bye now.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye, Matthew. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move on. If I can get my... There we go. Computer's just a bit slow, but here we go. 862, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Sure, it's Tasha.
I'm sorry, say again, love.
It's Tasha.
Tasha? Hi, Tasha. How
Hi,
can we help
you
tonight? We're good. We're good.
That's good to hear. Just wanted to know, what did you see for my career in location?
Changing jobs, are you, or moving? Or...
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm feeling like there's something stalling the process. Have you actually are waiting to hear from a new job that would require moving? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So I've been applying.
I'm feeling like there's... Go ahead, hon.
I've been applying to different ones all over.
Okay. It feels like there's one that you particularly hope comes through. It's kind of like the horse you're betting on in the race kind of thing. But I'm feeling like there's an internal bureaucratic block, something stalling the answer on the one that you're really hoping for. It feels like sort of a human error thing, like somebody gave somebody the wrong forms or something like that. So it feels like if there's a delay in the one that you're really, really kind of hoping to get, don't give up too soon. It feels like there's going to be more like maybe an extra week of waiting and where you're going to feel like, oh, it's not coming through. But try not to settle too soon. And it doesn't feel like this takes you that far away from where you are now. In fact, it feels like it's a choice of commuting or moving. So,
it's going to be like in the same place that I live in, same state.
Oh, so you won't have to move then?
No, I was saying, is it in the same state? Because I've been applying to different places all over. I was looking for a change, but wasn't sure what would come through.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, are you quite sure you're on, I feel like there's a bit of scattered energy as far as knowing what you want to do when you grow up, so to speak. You know what I mean?
I'm actually where I'm at. I wanted to change careers altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking into that, but I just know I wanted to definitely leave where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still get a strong feeling that there's something that you're hoping comes through more than others. And when it does, I feel like it's a when, not an if, that is going to, I think it's a matter of sort of watching for the signs as they come up, because if you don't know where you're going, then any road's going to take you there, if you see what I mean. So let yourself be guided to some extent, right? And rather than trying to push the river, keep working, but watch the kinds of things that show up for you, and remember that nothing happens by accident. So and then pay attention to the way your gut responds to these things, these offers. If you're getting like a yuck reaction to it, don't take the work, even if you feel like you need to. Wait for that yum reaction, you know, that welcome.
Do you see like a move out of state? Like, do you see something like a move like to like down south?
I'm seeing.
I see like Lake Havasu City, Arizona area. I don't know if that's something that you were looking into before, but I'm picking up something about that.
In Arizona, yeah. Somebody said something to me like a long time ago that they saw me there, but I don't know anyone there.
Mm. Yeah, I really don't know.
But
it's
I've heard
that
that's not the first time I've heard that. I've heard that a couple of times.
Oh wow! Nice. Well, that works. Yeah, maybe there's something waiting out there for you. Because I mean, I definitely got the image of the old London Bridge, and I know it was out in Lake Havasu City when you had asked that.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd pass it along.
Could be one of the signs. Right. Just Matt coming up with that.
Yeah, maybe I guess I could do something more, because I know I'm so scattered with career. Do you see, I guess, love Do you see anything with that?
Let me go here real quick, just because I don't want to lose it as I laugh. Let's see. Well, just what I'm getting from Spirit is that there will be a move to a different state. I'm not personally seeing a location, but there is a move, and it will be where you're moving for a job. Now, from what you were just talking about, the card that flew out when I was shuffling is a temple path, spiritual purpose, and support. Receiving this card represents your own spiritual evolution. The winding path you are on leads to a blessed temple and a lovely garden, symbolizing the spiritual destiny your soul has had in mind for its lifetime. This card is here to tell you that what you're going through now is all part of your soul's process. You are on your karmic path and heading in the right direction. And the choices you make now are important for your personal growth and life lessons. The lights around the temple represent the spirit world, your family members and friends, angels and guides, all the loving spirit helpers who long to assist you. Call upon them and be open to their wisdom, guidance, and inspiration. This is a wonderful life-expanding time. So keep in mind your personal priorities as well as your spiritual connection. Following your higher intentions will help you move your life forward in dramatic ways, and connecting with spirit, your higher self will have a wonderful influence on all that you experience.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Wow. That's very cool. Did anybody have anything to add in the love area for Tasha? I might just see what comes up. I'm using the Servants of the Light deck here, so I'll just pull a card for you, Tasha, as well. And that was a pretty cool reading. Okay, now I'm going to have to look this up. But in terms of love, I'm getting the Two of Swords. And it's reversed, so we'll see what that says for you. Sorry, I'm on a rural internet service, and it's just a little slow. You can hear them playing turkey in the straw. Okay. Reverse Two of Swords suggests you are facing a difficult decision and can't decide which direction to take. Caught between a rock and a hard place, it feels impossible to make the right decision, as you believe either option will lead to negative consequences. As a result, you find yourself feeling stuck and unable to move forward, which is just making the situation worse. You can look up the Two of Swords reversed online and just get the full meaning for that card. But it does feel like, even though you want, desperately, of course, you want love to come into your life, but I feel like it's going to be kind of a come here, get away thing until your career path is settled, because it's not like you have to have one to, you can have both, but I think you need to settle your career first. It just feels very important that you get yourself on that path, and that I think will lead you to a like-minded soul to share love with. What do you guys think about the love question there?
I kept feeling it wasn't time yet. That I felt that as soon as her next plan of action falls into place, that will fall into place as well. The cards have to kind of fall where they need to go. But it's kind of like I'm not getting right now, or it's not time yet. But as soon as you were just saying that these first steps kind of take place, that will follow suit in the right time.
And you build yourself up. Yeah, you're a whole person. You take the journey a little bit more with yourself, you become a whole person to offer the relationship. So you're not like a half a soul looking for another soul to complete you and stuff. You bring the whole package, and hopefully someone offers you their whole package too.
So. That's what I was just going to say to you. Just take your time, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. I'm just trying to make a decision because I guess I'll just start my own company. That's just been where I wanted to do for the longest because I don't really feel like I work well under companies. I just wanted the benefits for insurance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Judy's just chiming in here. So she's just advising you, Tasha, to stay positive. You've got a very exciting time coming up with a new job and a new city and love ahead. Judy's quite an intuitive person, so she's reading for you very positive things too. So you stay positive.
I was thinking of moving back to Atlanta. Is that like a possible? It's like two places. It's Atlanta and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlanta is where I've been living, but I moved, and then Los Angeles would be a different city. But I know it's. I only know like a couple of like maybe one or two people out there.
Yeah, Judy's giving a very big yes on Atlanta. And I got kind of like stay inland, right? So, yeah, I would think that's kind of
okay.
And if my geography's right,
I had to find a job so I can like have stability, and I've been looking, but still looking, still waiting to hear something back from down here. I haven't. At the current moment, only from Los Angeles. So I was like kind of like trying to stay safe with Atlanta and Houston. But Atlanta is more comfortable for me because that's where I've been at. But mm-hmm. I know that I left for a reason. So that was the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, try to co-create that situation then. I would revisit like Abraham Hicks and sorry, go ahead, Matthew. Did you have something to add?
Oh, no. That wasn't.
Oh, I thought I heard a voice. Yeah, and Judy's saying too, and I got a little firework thing when you talked about starting your own business. Sounds like you would really, that would rock for you. Good place to start it too. Yeah, Atlanta's a moving concern, or what do you call it, a going concern? It rocks. So yeah, I think you probably just need to co-create it with your thought. Everything starts with thought, so manifest it first in the mind. Vision boards don't hurt. Anything that helps you to create the situation you want, and then. Yeah, sort of stay strong, be brave, and wait for the signs because they do come for you, you know? And you got to believe. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tasha, let us know how that goes, okay? Give us a call back and keep us informed. We'd love to hear about your journey.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, love, and have a lovely evening, and thanks for calling. Okay, and we've got another caller here. 805, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? 805? Okay, we have put 805 to sleep, so I'll just put them back on mute. And we'll go to our next caller. So it looks like a Skype call we're getting. Hi. Hello. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Lisa. First, I'm calling in. It's very interesting. I'm glad I got in.
Oh, great. Did you say your name is Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but let's see if we can. What kind of question did you have for us tonight?
Yes, thank you. Nice show. I have a question, and it's about a gentleman starting with the letter L. Gentleman, a match interest, letter L. I want to know do you see him coming to my home? Because he's been here twice. I mean, it's nice. It's a good one. It's a nice one. And I don't want him driving all that way, and I mean not being here. So I'm trying to see if you see him coming in any time soon, so I can try to be here when he does come. I know it's a surprise.
Yeah. Do you not have contact with this guy, like online or phone or? You know what I mean?
Yes, we see each other every weekend, eating. But he tells me, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to go when I feel like it because it's the price. And I said, okay, but it's pretty far, and I hate for you to waste your time. But, I'm trying to be. So he's trying to surprise me, but I mean, I like the surprise. But, again, my time are different, and he comes here, he's not going to. He's just trying to surprise me. He don't want to tell me when he's coming. He's gonna come whenever he feels like it. If he comes, I won't be here. I don't know if he's gonna come when I'm here.
I hate to say this, Lisa, but I'm getting a really overwhelming feeling that you need to establish a few more ground rules. I'm sure he enjoys surprising you, but personally, and it may be just my personal response, it feels like you're being messed with a little bit there. Is this like a new romance that's starting?
Yes, it's new.
Okay. I would ask him to let you know when he's going to show up. Surprises aside, it sounds like you're having to sort of hang around and putting plans of your own possibly on hold, waiting to see if this guy. It feels like there's a control issue there that I'd be very, very cautious about. I wouldn't want to see you giving away your personal power to a relationship that's just starting out. It feels like there's some boundary issues that may need to be firmed up a little bit. Jessica, can you help me out here? Or Matthew, are you guys picking up anything?
Not a hand on that.
I'm feeling... Well, I really can't say it any other way other than, like, basically how you said it. I feel like there's probably a little bit of a manipulation going on there, and there definitely needs to be, very clear boundaries about him just showing up whenever he feels like it. Because that's not okay. You could be busy. You could be. I mean, I think it's just common respect that we do that. And the card that I did get for you is Door to Romance. And it says, whether you're looking for new relationships or just more love in the relationship you're in, the door with the heart opens and a new beginning in your experience. A new love may be arriving, and you are being brought together by a strong, resonant connection. This may be a call from a past life, or it may be a new tenderness about to bloom into heartfelt affection. This relationship already exists energetic potential. So when this card appears in your spread, make sure you're projecting the kind of self-loving energy that you want to receive from others. Be aware that the universe returns your self-caring treatment to you. It's ready to open that door. And I think what the card is indicating also is that you know, as you're looking for love, and it sounds like that door is open. I don't know if it's with the current guy you're with or if it's someone right there, right around the corner. I'm not sure who it is, but it sounds like they're really kind of cautioning you to, you know, kind of what we were suggesting, setting boundaries, loving yourself enough to do that, and, you know, make clear boundaries for yourself with others. And, yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Anything to add, Matthew?
I'm trying to fill this out right. So is there... Is there maybe an ex that's still kind of possibly in the picture here?
Lisa?
Are you staying with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have someone that who wanted that we cut off for months, but we have to communicate back again and. So I think it's
right.
Oh my gosh. Wait, go ahead. Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm just saying. I'm feeling a little bit of anxiousness, a little bit of fear, almost, in what's going
really?
On here. And it's just, I don't know if, you know, if it's him coming unexpectedly, where you're caught unprepared, so to speak. That would cause this, but
Michael, the new one, no, I don't fear him. He's nice. He's a little bit. He could be talking like disagreement, but the other one that you're feeling, he's a bully. So does he?
Okay,
have,
so yeah, that would probably be where the problem comes into play then. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying exactly. So, just be careful. You know what I mean? And I see why it's so important to know if he's coming or not. You know what I mean? So to speak.
Yes. I'm not letting bully know where I'm at. That is going to be distance. As soon as I get what I need, that it's mine, that's it. But don't tell me he's coming back in the picture pretty soon, because I feel he's looking for me, the bully guy.
Well, I just feel that there's still like some kind of an attachment with him with you. Not necessarily the other way around or mutual. You know what I mean? I'm just saying keep your eyes open and just be careful,
okay.
You know, with the decisions that you make. You know.
What I did get on the L name as I was circling it, I was just kind of honing in to the one with the L name. You wanted to know if he was going to come to your house, and I did get that. Yeah, there's a potential he could be coming to your house. So maybe when he comes over, just ask him that you will tell him that this is a boundary, and I would appreciate it if he could please give you a time, a day and time that he's coming, and he should be able to
right.
respect that.
Yeah.
I will do what you're saying. I will take your advice to your professionals, and I and then thank you, Michael. I know the booty may we have an attachment, and I'm sorry to say booty. Now, real quickly, do you see him and I coming together pretty soon? Because I think it's coming up. I don't want to. I'm not going to see him private. I'm going to see him in a public place. I don't care if it's a grocery store. I think grocery store is better. Yeah, restaurant or grocery
right.
store.
Right.
Do you see that happening pretty soon? I have a feeling. Strong feeling.
Well, honor your gut feeling always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your best alarm system, definitely.
Yeah. But, hon, if you do feel you're in some sort of danger, don't play with the situation, okay? Don't
okay.
you know, cut it off right away. And if you have to meet, yeah, a public place, but it shouldn't come
yeah.
to that. If this person is bullying you, stalking you, take whatever measures you need. You know, go to the authorities if they are helpful. You can always call 211 in an emergency. just don't let anybody take your power away. Okay. You stand your ground. Mm-hmm. Okay, hon.
Absolutely.
Let us. Yeah. So, Lisa, let us know how it goes, okay? And if you do feel that you need to reach out, if you're in any kind of situation, you can contact us through the Sacred Embers group, okay? You can message us or post in the group, okay? Keep yourself safe first. Safety first, always, okay?
I want to thank you. Speaking to you, I feel peace and harmony. Thank you very much for that, Jeannie.
Keep your spirit team around you and keep them, ask them to continue to keep you in peace and safety. And, you know, it's an inside job, so you do that for yourself and don't ask anyone else to do it for you, and you won't go wrong. Okay, lovey? I'm going to move on to our... Okay, love, you're very welcome. Okay. We're going to move on. I'll give 805 one more try. That's the one that didn't respond before. Hi, hello? 805. Hi, you're on the air with Divine. Hi. We're on with Divine Connection. Not a worry. Could we get your name, please?
This is Donna. Hi.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Florida, but I'm from California, but I'm in Florida. I was going to sell a house for a friend and help her, but it's too difficult. And, you know, if you don't have everything right, it's not staged and everything. So I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to go stay with another friend and you see that working out. I'd like to meet someone because, you know, meet a companion male because in California I haven't met anybody. So I'm going to go stay with my friend for a couple weeks in Palm Beach. We're going to go out a lot. I hope to meet somebody there. Did you see me meeting someone maybe in Florida or back home?
Ooh, let's see what comes in.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
this is like... Oh, you got something,
go
Jessica. Please, no, please,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, before she even said her name or anything or... asked her question. I was shuffling, and this card came flying out for her. It is a man holding a heart, and it came out upright. This tender man sits with flowers all around, holding a heart in his hand. For a man, this signals a greater clarity about emotions and their purpose and their life. There could be a more balanced approach to family and love at this time. Even if they have been having confusing experiences for you in the past. For some, this card, upright, could signal the presence of a new man or woman in your life.
Oh.
One who tends to be more thoughtful and aware. Whether or not this person is a love interest or a friend, he brings high intention to help where personal projects, family, or home issues are concerned. So that sounded like a definite possibility.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lynn.
No, that's really good. Wow. It's funny, what came into my mind immediately was a scene from an old movie called Some Like It Hot, where he's pretending to be a Shell oil millionaire. I think what's coming in here is, and I've also pulled a card for you, but I'm going to, I'll look it up while either Matthew or Jessica carries on. But what I did get was the feeling that you've got to be careful of I forget what it's called. Is it catfishing where you pretend to be something and you're not? Is that's the deal, right? Catfishing?
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. I get a feeling, watch out. Like, don't just throw your trust out at people right away if you meet somebody. Give it a bit of time because I feel like somebody misrepresents themselves to you.
It's
so
misrepresenting themselves. Okay.
Or it just feels like that could be something that you encounter, and you want to pay very close attention to your gut reaction to this person, and just see how you feel. It feels like there's a sort of a charming aspect to someone that comes into your life, and they aren't quite what they seem. But I'll tell you, I'm going to look up this card I just pulled for you, and if Jessica or Matthew have anything more to offer, I'll go as quick as I can to find this.
I had to chuckle a little bit when you just said that, because as soon as you said that, I got an image of that movie, Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, with Steve Martin. You know how they're always trying to swindle everybody in that old movie, but definitely I agree with Lynn on that. Just be careful of somebody that you can possibly meet here soon in the future. But also, to let you know, I get images, right, of future events, and all I could see for you is something that has to do with white in a floral pattern. I don't know if this is a dress that you have or something like that you were planning on taking with you. But I also see almost like an outside bar area, like a tiki bar.
Okay.
And these are the two images that had popped up in my head when you had asked that question. So something to do with a white floral pattern and an outside bar is what I'm seeing for you.
Oh, okay. Because where I'm going, there's tiki bars outside and stuff like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll maybe wear a white floral dress and, you know.
And my friend just went to one. She took her daughter there. So, yeah, I'll wear the white dress.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good. Okay.
That's awesome, Matt.
Awesome. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Lynn, did you have something?
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding. I'm using what's called the Servants of the Light deck, and it doesn't quite correspond to the tarot. But what I think I have here is the Queen of Swords I've picked up here in regards to love. Just hang on.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm quite still a beginner student of this, so it's you have to bear with me here. Now I've got this weird deck. It was this deck goes back to Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky and those guys, and it was one of the very early decks, and it's a little bit like learning Latin or something like that. But here we go, and it's upright. So what have we got here? And this is about Donna, independent, unbiased judgment, clear boundaries, and direct communication. So it the Queen of Swords combines mental clarity and intellectual power with the maturity and receptiveness of the Queen. You have the gift of being able to use your intellect and unbiased judgment while remaining flexible and open to receive input from other sources. Go online, if you would, Donna, and get the full meaning of the upright Queen of Swords. But I think what this is saying is that you have the perspicacity, you have the ability to discern when you meet people. And I'm gonna suggest that you follow, just regard your second and third chakra area, so just around the solar plexus area. See how that feels. Does it contract and does it pull away, or is it opening like a flower and saying more of this, please? So observe that kind of chakra area and see just how it reacts for you. But I think really just keeping a little bit of a guard on your heart, because I do feel that this person you may encounter has a lot of charm and a lot of you sort of want to go on their journey with them. But just keep in mind that narcissists tend to have a huge amount of charm at first, and then they sucker punch you when they've got your trust. So just be a little careful. But don't let that make you cynical, okay? Like, don't keep meeting people and then rejecting them because they might be jerks. I think it's the trick is keeping an open heart and an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. Sounds easy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, Donna, I hope that helps, hon.
Yes, very much. Thank you to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. I appreciate it.
Very welcome. Yeah, and let us know how it goes. I'd love to hear the outcome of all these things.
I will. Thank you. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. Have fun in the sun. Okay. And we're moving on. Are you guys still full of vim and vigor and whatnot? Can we carry on?
I'm good to go. I'm good to
okay.
go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's go to 203. And 203,
hello.
You're on with... Hi. Can we get your name, please?
It's Pat. First-time caller here.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you. Also, my dog Chance is calling in. He's right here. Giving me kisses right now.
Hi, Chance.
Okay. He's going in for surgery on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's 11 years old. Wondering what you see about that and the withdrawal from the anesthesia, how he'll do. Does he trust me? Does he trust his vet? He's having a tumor removed in his ear, but they're going in on the side of his face to get it.
Well, I immediately wrote down growth. Has he got a growth? So that confirms that. Excuse me. I'm getting a green light here, Pat, that it's going to be fine. And you wonder if Chance trusts you. Of course he does. I'm getting that you're like one of the best furball moms in the whole wide world.
I've rescued black and tan coonhounds for about 25 years, and with the first one coming compromised, I think Divinity opened my mind and made me, you know, be open to suggestions, and I've learned so much over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm just reading what's coming through for you, which is a lot of sort of a feeling of thank you for being one of the good guys, right? In a world where people can be rotters or champions, you're doing a great job. Jessica, Matt, what are you guys picking up?
Okay. Not much on that one. I was feeling something with the throat area as well. Is there something going on with like his swallowing?
It's hard to hear you. You're really muffled. Did you ask if the throat area
was
swollen?
Oh, sorry about that. Is there something going on with his throat area?
Sometimes he'll do a very one single dry loud cough. I don't know what that's about.
Okay. You might want to have that checked as well. Something with that is what I'm picking up. It's almost like it's hard to swallow for him.
Almost like what?
What, like it's hard to swallow in a way for him? Like he's having trouble swallowing? Yeah.
Okay.
This is Jessica.
Hi.
I also definitely got the green light for you that, you know, the surgery will all go okay. And then the card that I got for you that jumped out at me is the happy family card. And I got that upright. The rainbow over this happy family portends a time of joy and celebration. Close connections are available that don't overlook the fun and frivolity of that friend or family that this experience can bring. The value you find in truly loving relative or friend brings a higher vibration to your life force. I'm assuming you're probably talking about your fur baby. You may be distracted or busy, but remember to put this part of your life in the forefront of your priorities. If you're single, finding this card in your spread could indicate a potential meeting and perhaps relationship with someone who has children from a previous marriage. This ready-made family might bring some challenges, but could be your destiny in this lifetime. This card also could simply signify a celebration coming up, such as a wedding, anniversary, birthday party, of the like. So enjoy.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
I think that
can apply to a lot of things, including my dog. Can I ask one more thing about him? I'm trying to figure out. He was abused, so his world has been very small. But one woman started walking him when I hurt my foot years ago, and she loves him. Her partner loves him, so I bring him over there occasionally, and then sometimes if I need to leave him overnight. Lately, he doesn't want to go. I pick him up and he's fine. The other thing is, lately in the morning, he does not want to go to the bathroom. He wants to get in the car with me and go. I'm wondering, at this daycare area, is it too many dogs? Is there something wrong? Or just wondering about that.
I'm wondering, Pat, is he picking up anxiety from you about the upcoming surgery?
He could be, but this hesitancy to go there has been for a number of months now.
Right. The only thing that is coming through with anything about this is the feeling that if you can change your thoughts around him, you may be stressing without realizing it. As humans, we tend to do a lot of subconscious stressing without realizing it sometimes. If you do find the sort of anxiety coming in about outcome, remember that the only moment we have is the present moment. Anxiety is produced by living in the future. Depression is by living in the past. So stay in the present. When you find yourself drifting towards the future and catastrophizing, do the three breaths to bring yourself back. You can't be anxious and deep breathe at the same time. So just bring yourself back to that. The only thing I'm thinking, I'm not sure, because when Matthew mentioned the throat thing, I kind of felt that too. Like it could be that the eustachian tube is involved with the tumor in the ear. But I just feel like once this surgery is done with, I just sort of see Chance kicking up his heels again. But I feel that, you know, they're a lot more telepathic than we realize, and he just might be picking up a layer of stress you're not even surfacely aware of.
I have tons of stress. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, I felt the need to, about a month or so ago, I just looked at him and I said, don't take on my stuff anymore. From now on, I baby you, and I made him shake on it a couple of times. So I'm really working on that as far as not him not taking anything of my stuff on. So I am aware of that. Thank you.
Yeah, and here's Judy in the chat room is just adding, she said she feels exactly the same, that the dog, Chance, is extremely tuned into you, and he's picking up her stress. So, we all have our journey, and it's true, Judy.
Yeah.
What we do know about dogs is they're angels on earth that keep us sane sometimes, but they all are like little sponges. The closer you are to them, the more they just suck up everything you're feeling. So that's okay. It'll probably do you good too to sort of let some of that go, because the world doesn't sit on your shoulders, even though it feels like it. You're allowed to take a break and breathe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So. Yeah, it's okay. It feels like you're one of those beautiful people that tries to carry, you know, your stuff and everybody else's stuff too, and that's okay. And Judy says, you know, just release your fear. And that's true. And I know for a fact, I know Judy, and she's somebody who walks the talk. You know, she doesn't just say release your fear. She's done it consistently.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Fear not, all is as it's to be. And that's very true.
So say Jessica, that again.
Judy's just saying, fear not, all is as it is to be.
Oh, like it's, thank you, Judy.
You know, as it is. Yeah, and you know, you've had 100% survival rate so far, so you've got a good record of still being here, you know. And I don't think Chance's exit point is here yet. I think he's got quite a bit to do yet, so.
Terrific. That's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome, Pat. Let us know how it goes, okay? We'd love to hear back from you.
I will, absolutely.
Okay, hon.
And Chance, thank you too.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Now, if you guys have the energy, we've got one more caller. And 434.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. You're on with Divine Connections. Can we get you, Nancy?
Hi. I was wondering. My name's Khalil Reed. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. Khalil Lee?
Reed.
Say again. Yeah?
Reed.
Lee. Good. Gotcha. All right, how can we help you tonight, Lee?
Well, I was wondering, I have two questions.
Sure.
I was wondering if my guardian angel is watching over me, making sure I don't go to a bad place when I die. That's one of my first questions.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think so. Just from my own experience, they're always with you. They're guiding you no matter what. They only want the best for you, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, like, they're not only watching you for what's happening in the earth, but they're watching you what's happening so you don't end up in a bad place when you die as well.
Yeah, you know, depending on your beliefs, of course. Definitely. I mean, they're that voice in the back of your head that gives you, you know, your reason. As in, they're just always looking out for you, trying to guide you in the best direction that you can possibly go in. You know, that's all they want for you is the best way to follow your path, so to speak.
Also,
you know, so go ahead.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
I was wondering, I was this police officer had taken me to the hospital back in 2012, and I was like slouching down, almost like I was about to fall, and I felt the chair move. That's what I remember, and I remember being pushed back. I don't remember how.
So you're wondering if that was possibly your guide?
Yeah, if it was the officer, if it was my guide, or if it was both.
Wow, yeah, that's they can influence, you know, the way things happen around you, definitely. So that's hard to say, though, for sure. You know what I mean? Depending on the circumstances you're in exactly at that point. But, you know, they tend, from what I see, is just to guide you more, not necessarily influence things around you in a way. So, I mean, you know, they are in communication with everybody else's guides as well, because they're all universal, you know. They're multidimensional. So, you know, they could have been something of your own guides as well.
Yeah, because I was about to fall off my chair, and then that's when I felt a strong jolt from the seat.
I don't know. What do you guys think, Jeff?
Yeah. Lee, are you afraid that you're, are you talking about hell, or that, you know, what they consider hell when you talk about the bad place?
Yeah.
Okay. It's in the mind that we create these, and it's created from fear. You are here as a soul on earth, you're a spiritual being having a physical experience. You're not, when you cross back again, you're given a life review. You may have heard it referred to as the Akash or the Akashic record. It's not a punishment. You're not judged. You judge yourself. You will review your life, and you may feel what others felt, but it's you're not going to be punished. There's no place where they send like bad guys or anything like that. What your journey is what it is. And I think the fear, hon, is going to keep you from living fully, because what I'm getting is that you've made a transition in your life, in your thoughts, in your deeds, in your the things that I'm hearing Maya Angelou saying, when you know better, you do better. And I feel like that's a place that you are in, where you're trying to do better now. Is that correct?
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think just watch the fear. Don't let the fear make you weak, Lee, because it's never too late to turn around your energy. Okay. We have all got free will, and we can all choose how we want to be on the earth. But it's not about sending you to a bad place or punishment and judgment. It's simply you will review this life as it was. Jessica or Matthew, anything to add here? Or
I'm here.
Yeah.
I didn't get a whole lot coming in regards to like his individual questions, but what I did was I got an overall card, I think, for you, which is very fitting. It's the indecision card, which choice to make. This card marks the presence of two or more possible choices in your life. It shows you anxiously looking at two roads, wondering which would be the better choice. Yet you were standing still, feeling confused by the up and down emotions of your present indecision. You can spend days, months, or even years in the back and forth energy, all the while feeling your focus and your life force energy draining away. The indecision creates a paralysis of will, one that can keep you stuck while you're waiting to be certain about the result of your choice. It's time to let go of that analysis and self-doubt that has been keeping you stuck. Meditate on your options and see where your spirit guides you. Consider which direction resonates with you most, both in the process and in the goal. Follow your heart and make the honoring choice. I think that was a really good card for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seemed like it fit in pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, Judy added too. She's talking about her brother Rick was an officer when he was in this life on Earth, and he's since transitioned. And she's saying she did release all fear of dark places, because really it just keeps you weak. It really does. And your light is still shining, Lee. There's no need to judge yourself. Okay. Just do your best and things will turn out for the best. It's, you know, starts in the mind. Okay. We're just about out of time, guys, and I'm sorry. I see we have a couple of callers that jumped on at the end, but personally, I can't do more than about 90 minutes without feeling like I've got a Star Trek device on my forehead draining my life force. It takes a lot of energy.
Right. Exactly.
You guys know what I mean. Yeah. We really put our whole energy into this. But if you guys that have joined us just recently, please call back next week and we'll make sure you get on. Try to call, you know, quarter two if you can. So I want to just briefly run by all our team and see how you can get in touch with people. So, Jessica, how can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tetro. Or you could request to join our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks. And hope everybody has a good night.
Okay. And Matthew, how can people find you?
Same as well. You can reach me on Facebook at Matthew Gustos underneath my personal page. Or you can reach me on my email at beyondtheveilofspirit@gmail.com.
perfect. And you guys, if you want to read Matthew's story, it's on the link for this show. You can just hit the link, and Matthew's journey is written up on a web page. You can find our other host, who's kind of taking leave right now, is Sue Fields-Dalamonte. Find her at susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. She's also on Facebook and in the Sacred Embers group. And I can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also on Facebook. And for anyone who's struggling or needs to, you know, you want to explore your spirituality, questions, anything like that, feel free to join our Sacred Embers support group on Facebook. And you can find our website at sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And just feel free to throw your questions out in the group, or if you're struggling, if you're needing help, you can also reach out to the group. That's what we're there for. So any parting thoughts, you guys? I thought that was a really amazing show. I loved the energy of both of you. Hope you had an okay time, Matthew. It was your first time on air.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you rocked like you'd been doing it for years. I swear.
Yeah.
You're natural. You really
You're
are.
You're natural.
You really is.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing you'll find... Yeah, when you read, I find when I read with people on air, the energy sort of produces a synergy. So it's a little bit more than all three putting in together. Yeah, it's quite an amazing thing. So I hope that you'll keep joining us, Matthew. You're totally welcome. And we'll be back next week with mini readings and spirited topics. Next Monday is Monday's Magical Mystics with DC Love, Dawn, Darlene Mitchell, and Shannon Johnson. Tuesday night is The Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And hopefully we'll be adding more shows as the year progresses. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to Judy in the chat room for joining in with us. And Judy, you're welcome on the show anytime, hon. So I'm going to just put on our dear friend Louis and have him sing us off. Have a beautiful night and a beautiful week.
Good night.
Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.